The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Derek, our good friend Derek, he asks the biggest question of the weekend.
You should have said
is, did Sam get his golf shoes?
And the answer is?
Yes, I did. I don't have them in hand, but I got the order. And so here's the thing, man.
Will they be here in time?
Ira, who knew that you know, a golf shoe, there are golf sneaker heads.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there were golf sneaker heads.
And let me explain why this shoe in particular. So Jordan has had, there are a couple other good-looking Jordan golf shoes that people don't like. Golfers don't like. So there's a couple, and they're not actually based on another style, but they're just Jordan golf shoes. And in particular, because they don't have changeable cleats on the bottom. They're just molded in traction, and they're not the best traction. The ones that you got, the way you can see in the bottom of the picture, look in the back, you can see the spike that's on the back heel. Those are changeable spikes. That's one of the reasons why golfers are going to love these shoes. Because I've seen some of the other Jordan shoes, and I'm like, oh, those aren't bad. They're based on like the 12 maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But whatever they were, I'm like, those aren't bad. But then you flip them over and they have a shelf life. Like you can't, after a couple of years at the most, they're not going to have any tread on them to give you traction on the course, which obviously they need to have functionality, right? And then there's one in particular that looks really cool. And when you flip it over and you look at it, the way they put the tread in, whoever made it, don't play golf. Like there's no traction at all. So when you show, let me explain. Sam was at the end of the show on Saturday. It was during the last part of the show on Friday, and you were trying to get the shoe. It was the end of the show, and you're trying to get the shoe. You're going for it, and you were a little frustrated with the process, but then you texted me, like, in all caps, got him. Like, you were super excited, so I had you send me a picture because I wanted to see. But it took you a while to get through the process, but, yeah, Sam
it
was
did,
because extremely, extremely excited. I just hope that they arrive within the next,
They will. They okay. will. The... You know, the thing is, when you get one of those like regular hot shoes, you don't like you're like a waiting. It'll say pending. Like, we'll see if they're available for you. Most of the time, they aren't, right? You just don't get them. And so this was like that. Like, you make your selection for your size and shoe and your payment information, and it just says pending availability. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? But the golf shoe is. I don't know if they make fewer of them or if there are just that many.
Aren't that many Jordan golf shoes in general. And as I said, there aren't many where the spikes are change outable.
And I wonder if you can take those spikes off and people just wear them as shoes.
You could, probably. It's possible. There's a Jordan 1 turf shoe. Now, I don't think I'd get these because, as you know, Jordan 1s aren't very comfortable anyway. They can't. They've come a long way in comfort since the Jordan 1. But I've seen Jordan 1 golf turf shoes, but if you look at the bottom of those, you could wear them as, like, walking shoes. Well, they're not super turfy. So that could be a possibility, maybe, that a non-golfer, but I don't think you would do that. I think that these are golf fans that just love the shoe. It's a cool shoe. It's, white? Is that a grayish around the toe and on the side with the royal blue?
Yeah, something like that with the toe box. Yeah, yeah. It definitely does a thing. So making their debut at Wolverine Weekend, Ira, there's still space for folks to join us Wolverine Weekend, right?
There is. We're really excited about this. I was talking to – my wife was messaging with a friend of hers out in California, Sam, whose husband just saw the details about Wolverine Weekend and was like, we might be coming in. People are coming in from around the country, around the state to come to Wolverine Weekend. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time. Wolverine Weekend is June 17th and 19th. The full day of events is Saturday, June 18th. You were just talking about at least one of the guys that's going to be there, J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. He's going to be one of the special guests that's going to be there along with Ronnie Bell and TC's own Ryan Hayes. So they'll be there, and maybe we could even have J.J. throw a ball.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's, like I said before, like he's really...
Does he golf, do you know?
I don't know if J.J. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but he... You know what I've noticed is just physically he's filling out. Like, you know,
always talk about the difference between freshman year and sophomore year and just being in a – I mean, we talk about with Sanderson and the basketball guys because they show us all the – and you see – in uniform, it's easy to see. But the football guys, unless they share pictures, a little harder to see unless you're up close and personal. But yeah, Ben Herbert, you go from freshman year to sophomore year, you're going to see a difference, right?
Yeah. And you see that.
Right?
You see that. He's still the same
plus
dude.
Plus he's physically, your face changed. Like, you just mature. Yeah.
Yeah, it's he's going to be ready for the competition. And that was the thing in talking to people, like, it's going to be a competition.
And if you want to hear about it, right from JJ, Wolverine Weekend, GrandTraverseResort.com/Wolverine Weekend. He'll tell you about, he'll talk about the, you know, he's going to talk some football. He's going to have a good time, the meet and greet time, pictures, autographs, the whole deal.
Yeah, you.
Great time.
You really talk to him for a length of time. You appreciate his perspective. He's not a guy who expects anything to be given to him, doesn't expect to be anointed, knows that this is you are in the thick of a competition with a guy who just quarterbacked the team to a Big Ten championship. So that's, you just don't get appointed, right? You don't just get it handed to you. You gotta grab it. But you gotta be in position to grab it, right? And so that's what this intervention was about in talking about his, non-surgical intervention, getting his shoulder ready, even at the expense of participating full go in spring ball, it ensures and assures his readiness for fall camp. And I think, you know, mentally, he'll be ready to go. I'll say here what I think about that competition movement. This is my opinion. I did not say this to JJ, nor did I say it at the camp. But, you know, we're on a show now. It's you and I and the family talking. And so I think that is going to be very hard. This is my opinion. Can I stress that? This is my opinion. I think it's going to be very hard for him to get the job outright at the beginning of the season. Right? So coming out of fall camp, I do not expect Cade McNamara to falter. I expect him to write. I mean, this is a guy, a lot of moxie, leadership, working on his craft, working on his game. I think he's going to be ready for the competition too, Ira. And short of you know, some sort of backslide, I think it'll be very hard to take it from to win it from him before the season. But Ira, I think that the competition extends into the season. I think the competition goes into a few games. I think both guys play regardless, but as far as the competition of who's the guy, I think that goes into the year. Much like we saw, we hearken back to this competitive scenario, what is it, 7-8 years ago now? Is it that long? Maybe 5-6 years ago, where, again, you guys remember it? Kelly Bryant leads Clemson to an ACC championship, leads Clemson to a playoff appearance, comes back the next year, and wins the job again. I mean, it was a fight. It was a battle, right, with this freshman, Trevor Lawrence. And I believe Trevor had enrolled early, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back. I don't quite remember that. I believe he had enrolled early, so he at least had a spring ball under his belt. And that went into the season. And so what do I think? I think the thought process for Dabo was this. This competition goes on, and we're going to see if Kelly's better than he was last year. Because he was good enough to win the ACC championship. He was good enough to win the playoff. If he's better, then we're better, and we could win a national championship. We can go a step farther. I think they got into the season, got through those four games, saw both guys, saw where he was, and he was just as good. I mean, Kelly Bryant wasn't playing poorly. Ira, Kelly Bryant was not playing poorly. He was playing pretty well, relatively speaking.
But he had a ceiling.
And I think that was the determination in the moment that, okay, he's good enough. We're going to win the ACC championship with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, with Kelly Bryant. We're probably going to get to the playoff.
But
with Kelly Bryant, but
you want more than that.
are we going to win a national championship with Kelly Bryant? And I think he decided at that moment,
nope, we're not. So, Sam, this is the thing that we've had this conversation. I keep looking back to the exact same thing every single time because I'm in your thinking. I understand where you're going with this. September 3rd, Colorado State. September 10th, Hawaii. September 17th, UConn. That's how you open. That's plenty of time, and then you play Maryland in the Big Ten opener. That's a month. That's four games. That's your sample size that you, because the next game is at Iowa, and obviously things change when you go to Iowa for the next game. Night game at Kinnick. We assume it's going to be a night game. It's at Kinnick, right? But that 4 weeks, the September slate of games, gets you ready. However that lands itself, right? Say the first game, it's an, you know, an 80-20 split. I don't know if it's a blowout game, the numbers change. But during the time of the game when the starters are playing, say it's an 80-20 split. But maybe the next game is a 60-40 split. Like, you don't know. Yeah. Like, it can, as you said, it can increase game by game, but depending upon how they're both performing. Cade has a chance to show that he has taken major strides, and JJ has a chance to show that he has taken major strides. And you've got a month to evaluate who should be getting the bulk of the snaps when you head into October when you go to Kinnick. That's what those four games are. They may not look at the Maryland game that way because it's a Big Ten game, but you're going to look at the first three in particular. Those are not the most challenging non-conference slate Michigan's had in a while, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great slate to see if your returning quarterback, starting quarterback, is the guy to be your starter, or if the other guy should be the starter, or how you want to balance their reps, balance their snaps. It's a great schedule for it.
I tell you what, I don't see a scenario, to harken back to a question that was posed to me last week in talking about this very topic. I don't see a scenario where he plays, talk about Jay, where he plays, even if he's not the guy, I don't think he plays fewer snaps than he played last year. I don't think he plays the same snaps that he played last year. I mean, I just think that where he is in his development will command a larger role, even if it's not the starter's role. So, but a competition that will, I think, linger into the season. That's a good problem to have in the grand scheme of things. I mean, I think, you know, iron sharpens iron, as they say. It's a cliche for a reason. I think it's true. I think both guys can raise each other's level of play. And, you know, at the end of the day, who gives the offense the higher ceiling, that will, I think, be the or should be the ultimate determining factor, assuming that both guys are out there doing their thing through fall camp and then the first few games of the season. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, it'll be time to talk some recruiting, the recruiting roundup. Big-time visitor made his way to campus, right? We've still making the rounds as Bryce is back on the road. He came home and went back on the road. I head back on the road soon. Making the rounds. We'll tell you where he is and where he's going to be coming up on the recruiting roundup on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.